Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Berlinale. Today in Berlinale Special, there will be the screening of the two first episodes of The Patriot, a TV series distributed by Amazon. I'm in company of Michael Kernes and Kurtwood Smith, actors in the TV series.
Would you first describe your character in your own words, and who are they? Who's the boss? Who's the brother?
it's difficult, of course, without a rundown on the show. But basically, right. We know that the show kind of centers around a particular character named John Lakeman, played by Michael Dorman. He is an agent for an intelligence agency out of the State Department. And his latest mission, his current mission, is to smuggle money into the city of country of Luxembourg in order to give it to somebody from an operative from Iran to influence an election in Iran because they're afraid an ultra-conservative will be elected otherwise. That's the sort of espionage setup. In order to do that job, and Michael will tell you more about the agent and his family, but in order to do that job, he needs to work with a company that does business in Luxembourg as a cover. I work for a company that does business for in Luxembourg with Iran as well as other countries. So they place him in our company, but we don't know anything about that. We assume that he's just a new employee in this piping company, and I'm his immediate supervisor. And he, of course, knows nothing about piping. So as far as I'm concerned, he's just a screw-up from day one. And the problem is he needs to keep that job in order to keep going to Luxembourg. And not only keep the job, but the aspect of the job that allows him to travel. And I am a constant obstruction to that. So that's kind of where I fit in. That's, the character, as we find out, is much more developed as it goes along. But that's basically
what it is. That's Wanchesky. We see him evolving, and if eventually their relationship, which is not that good at the moment, eventually evolves and they find a compromise. Can you tell me some, like...
Well... I don't want to, since that's kind of the thrust of our relationship, I don't really want to give away what happens to them. I think that we want to believe that ultimately that they do reach some kind of compromise. But actually, there are things that get in the way of that for a good part of the season.
Parking in his parking spot.
Yes, he's always parking in my parking spot, which is, if things aren't bad enough, the fact that he doesn't know his job, but he keeps parking in my parking spot, and I happen to have kind of an issue with my parking spot to begin with. So, yeah, he does little things like that that irritate me. And
Michael, you're like the older brother, like the one that... whether he likes it or not, he has to protect his brother. So he finds himself in this difficult position. Tell me something.
Yeah, well, so the show focuses around this main character, John. And Kurtwood's character, Leslie, knows him as John Lakeman, his undercover name. But I know him as John Tavner, my younger brother. My father, Tom Tavner, is the director of intelligence for the United States State Department. So I am a U.S. congressman. I've filled my father Tom's former congressional seat through sort of pure nepotism and just sort of worming my way in and riding on my father's coattails. I've been called on by my father to sort of look out for my brother. I know little to nothing about this mission that my brother's on. I just know that my dad has asked me to watch out for my brother, and when my dad asks me to do something, I do it. And that's really all that Edward needs to know and cares to know. And then throughout the course of the series, he sort of starts to find out more than he ever thought he would know about both his father and his brother, and that ends up being a little disturbing for Edward. I think Edward has sort of been the kind of guy who sort of took it easy his whole life and enjoys the good things. He's being asked to grow up a little bit and take himself and life a little more seriously.
How did you get on board of the project, and what did you think about this TV series that is a very good mixture of genres? I mean, that's the drama, there's thriller, but it's also black comedy and a little bit of musical. So were you skeptical at first? What did you first think?
I just heard that Kurtwood Smith was doing it, so I said yes. I didn't even read it. I still haven't read it. I hear it's good, though.
I think that all of us seem to have had the same reaction. Everybody read the script and went, "Yeah, I'm on." I'm there. Just because not only is it an interesting story, but the characters are so unique and individual and fun and
weird
in a good way, and sometimes in a bad way, but weird in a good way. And then beyond that, just the way Steve writes dialogue is an actor's dream.
Yeah.
The actual equipment that we have to work with as actors is
so rich.
Is the best.
Yeah. And you're right, this idea of sort of genre-defying or genre-bending, I think that's actually what drew a lot of us to it, because you get to do everything. Like, you know, it is funny, it is weird, and it is sort of dramatic. And so in a way, you get to work all those different actor muscles, as opposed to just sort of working the same sort of rote bit over and over, week after week. You get to sort of do it all on the show.
Berlinale was one of the first, but what do you think about presenting TV series at festivals? Do you think that is something that it's another proof that, you know, that now TV series are equally important as films, since you work on both continually? So, what do you think about that?
I think you're absolutely right. I think that that's why they have developed this category, and I think we're going to see more of that in the other film festivals too. There's no denying that cable television, as we call it, or streaming, whatever the definition of it is filling an area that used to be just for film, you know. And in some ways, like I know Steve would tell you that he was attracted to, he had only done features up to now, and he's attracted to it because with this kind of thing, you can make a 10-hour movie as opposed to, you're not doing like 10 different episodes every week and trying to trying to solve 10 different murder mysteries within the season. Or 22,
right.
You're developing one thing that works like a 10-hour movie.
Right. And I think the people who are making television, especially cable television and streaming television, are artists in the same way that filmmakers are. So you have like Jill Soloway making Transparent, or David Fincher and Bo Willimon making House of Cards, or Steve Conrad making Patriot. And so you have these filmmakers, these storytellers, who used to work sort of solely in the narrative feature world, branching out into this episodic world, and it only makes sense that it be part of the festival conversation. And I got to say, like, seeing Patriot on the big screen yesterday as part of the Berlinale was so exciting, and I was like, man, I wish there was a way to like see some of this great television on the big screen, because it shows all the nuance and detail and richness even more.
Yeah, because it's not just attracting great writers and directors and actors, but also great cinematographers as well.
Yeah.
So they're developing, trying new things.
Yeah. Jimmy Whitaker, who was the cinematographer for our show Patriot, it does such a beautiful job, and the way that a lot of the images are framed is so cinematic that you really should not watch it on your phone or your tablet, but watch it on a screen. Watch it on a big TV screen at home if you can.
Yeah. Use the different color palettes,
yeah.
different scenes. They're slightly different shades. And you know, it's a nice, really nice stuff.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Grazie. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Yeah. Well.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Carfoot, for talking about The Patriot, distributed by Amazon. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Berlinale for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.